ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שאור יהיה לאלו נשמת האיש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשיה לוי, רוח השם תנחנו בגן עדן, אמן. We're learning בעזר השם this week, we have פרשת ואת חנן, it's called also שבת נחמו, and today, ברוך השם, now we have טו באב, and the Gemara tells us, and מסכת תענית, that לא היו ימים טובים לישראל, like the day of 15th of Ab, like today, it's called Yom Tov. Why is it called Yom Tov? Maybe we'll see Be'ezer Hashem later on. But let's start Be'ezer Hashem from the parasha and we'll see how we're going to get Be'ezer Hashem to Tu Be'av. You see right here at the beginning, the Pasuk said, Vayit Hanan el Adonai ba'it ahi lemur. Moshe Rabbeinu was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was he praying for? Obviously, he wanted to enter Eretz Israel. בעברנה ויראה את הארץ הטובה אשר בעבר הירדן, ההר הטוב הזה והלבנון. That's here, the Ramban, he tells us here, he said, after the end of last week's parasha, when Moshe Rabbeinu, he was telling Ben Israel, at the end of the 4 years, that they did the Melhamet Sihon and Og, and they killed Sihon, and they killed Og, and they took their land, and they gave it to Shevet Reuben, Shevet Menashe, ולחשיש. שבת גד, שבת ראובן, לחזיש שבת המנשה. And after that, the Pasuk says, ואת יהושע צוויתי בעת ההיא לאמור. So it says here, the Ramban, כאשר הזכיר כבוש ארץ סיחון ועוג, ואמר לעיל, ואת יהושע צוויתי בעת ההיא לאמור, הזכיר, כי אני לא אעבור שם. כי התחננתי אל השם הנכבד, ולא שמע אליי. וצווה אותי לחזק את יהושע, כי הוא יעבור. וזה הקדוש ברוך הוא יתוד משה רבנו, you're not going to enter Eretz Israel. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of last week's parasha, he told Yehoshua ben Nun, you are the one going to be in charge from now on. Because Vayit Hanan el Hashem, I prayed to Hashem, ולא שמע Hashem אלי, Hashem did not listen to me. That's why he put Yehoshua in charge. That's here the flow of the psukim. That's how the Ramban explains it over here. And I saw the Midrash Rabbah. The Midrash Rabbah, right at the beginning of the parasha, says there in the Midrash, Perasha Bet Siman Aleph, Amar B'Yohanan, Asara Lishonot Nukret HaTefillah. The Tefillah, the prayer, has 10 different languages, and it's not a precise word. Asara Lishonot Nukret HaTefillah, that means the Pasuk could refer to a prayer in 10 different ways. How? You could call it Tefillah, you could call it Tzi'aka, you could call it Zi'aka, you could call it Bitzur, you could call it Anaha. Like the Midrash brings down here, 10 לשונות נקראת את התפילה, and from all of them, ומכולן, לא נתפלל משה, אלא בלשון תחנונים. From all the 10 different languages that the prayer is called, משה רבנו, he chose ואת חנן. חנון. Why, what's ואת חנן? מתנת חנן, like Rashi tells us here, even though the tzaddikim, they have a lot of זכויות to pray to, in front of הקדוש ברוך הוא, to answer them because of their zechuyot, but they ask only for matinat hanam. They ask only for the mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not asking you because of our zechuyot. Lo alzit koteinu, anachnu bepedim tachanununu lefanecha, ki al rahamicha rabim. That's what here basically Moshe Rabbeinu, he was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only b'lashon tachanam. Amar b'yohanan, mekan talamid she'en libriya klum etzel bor'ah. Any human, any person, or any creation, the Midrash here says, لَأَنْ شُمْ بِرِيَا كْلُومِ إِسَ الْبُرَى. What could you request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Hashem has to give you something. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu owe you? Nothing. The Pasuk said, مَا يَتُونَنْ أَدَمْ حَي. And the Gemara learns, it said, دَيَوْشِهُ حَي. It's enough that you're alive. You still, you're asking, you're having requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me this, give me that. You cannot ask. And that's why you have to ask for Lashon Mercy. We don't deserve it, but please give it to us. A person should always pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should always pray. Hashem should give you whatever you need. But you're not praying because of our zechuyot. We're praying, we're asking from Hashem's mercy to give us. So that's what Rabbi Yohanan says. مَكَانْ تَلَمَيْتْ شَאֵין لِبَرِيَا كْلُومْ إِسَرْ بُرَى شَهَرَي مُشَى رَبَّنْ شَلْ كُلَ النَّبِيِّمْ. Moshe Rabbeinu, for sure, he had a lot of zechuyot to pray for. Nevertheless, لَوْ بَا إِلَّا بِلَشُنْ تَحَنُّنِيم. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, if he wanted to pray for his zechiyot, he had plenty of zechiyot, he had Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not pray because of his zechiyot, he prayed only from Matinat Hanam. He was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer him, and let him enter Eretz Israel. Why? Only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, merciful. That's why he was praying to him. And I saw also the Midrash Tanhuma, Midrash Yer Tanhuma in this week's parasha, Siman Vav. The Midrash is Ma'arich, is a very long Midrash here. The conversation could be a whole between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, it's time that you have to come up. Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't want to die. He told him, let me stay here. He didn't want to die. There's also a Midrash at the end of Bezot Beracha, Midrash Rabbah. But let's read here a little bit from Midrash Tanhuma. It says here, Siman Vav said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the argument between Kibyachol, between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a gezira, every person, he must die. Ki'afar hu ve'l'afar yashub, every person, he must die. Why? So he told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made gezira. Kvar kanasti mita al Adam HaRishon. I told Adam HaRishon, Beyom Acholcham menu mot yamut. That's why this gezira from the time of Adam HaRishon, every person he has to die. You're praying, you don't want to die, you want to enter Israel, you're not, everyone has to die. So the Midrash says here, Amar lefanav Adonai, Adam HaRishon haya ra'uy lamut. He deserves to die, Adam HaRishon. Why? She mitzvah kala shetzavita oto abar aleha. V'lkach na'in sheyamut. That's why he commanded him small mitzvah. You could eat from whatever you want, only from Etz HaDa'at, don't eat. And he couldn't hold himself, and he ate from Etz HaDa'at. He deserves to die. But me, Moshe Rabbeinu, what did I do? Amar lo, Hare Abraham kodesh et shemi be'olami. Hashem told him, okay, forget about Adam HaRishon. Abraham Abinu was a very righteous man. Nevertheless, at the end of his life, 175 years, he died. Hare Abraham kodesh et shemi be'olami. And even though he died, Amal Fana Rabbanu Shel Olam, Abraham Yassam Menu Yishma'el, Shegiz'om Mechisim Lefanecha, Shneimar, Yishlai Ohalim Leshodidim. Told him, you know he came from Abraham Abinu? All the Yishma'elim, they came from Abraham Abinu. You know how much suffering they're causing to Am Israel and in our times all over the world? How much suffering they're causing? So Abraham Abinu, not like me. He told Amar Lo Hare Yitzhak, forget about Abraham. We have Yitzhak. She pashat et tzavaro al mizbeach. He put himself on the mizbeach for me. Amar lefanav Yitzhak yatzam minu Isav. She atid liacharib et beit hamakdash ve'lstrof et hichalcha. You know he came from Yitzhak. Isav harasha'i came. And he's the one, he's the Roman. The Roman, where they came from? From Isav harasha'i. They are the ones who destroyed beit hamakdash. They destroyed your house, Rabbanu Shel Olam. So what are you comparing me to Yitzhak? I told him, okay, forget about Yitzhak. Amar dohari Yaakov. שיעשו ממנו 12 שבטים, ולא היה בהם שום דופי. All 12, כולך יפה רעייתי, מומלבך, 12 צדיקים. What are you going to say? אמר לפניו, nevertheless, even though Yaakov was righteous, I understand, all his kids were righteous, but Yaakov לא עלה לרקיע, ולא דשו רגליו ערפל, ולא היה כמלאכי שרת, ולא דברת עמו פנים בפנים, ולא קבלת התורה מידיך. All these things, that he didn't go up to שמיים, he didn't fight with the מלאכים, he didn't bring the Torah to עם ישראל. It's me. I'm the one. Amar lo kadosh baruch hu rablach al tosef daber. That's enough. That's it. I had enough from you. That's it. Amar lefanav Rabbanu Shel Olam shemei omru hadorot she'el male lo matza b'moshe debarim ra'im lo haya misad lekom min ha'olam. So now Moshe, he saw that Hashem told him, Moshe, don't try to find loopholes. Every person has to die. Then Moshe came from a different way, different angle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He told him, if you're going to make me die like anyone else, what Ummat HaOlam are going to say? What Am Israel are going to say? Why Moshe Rabbeinu died? Obviously because he did Abirot just like Dor HaMadbar. That's why he died. He's just like one of them. Amar lo, what are you talking about? Kvar katabti b'torati v'lo kam nabi od b'Yisrael ke Moshe. Asher yedao Hashem panim el panim. I wrote in the Torah, you are the righteous one, not like them. So what are you scared about? No one's going to say anything that he did Abirot. Why? Because I wrote in the Torah that you are a righteous man. I was talking to you pe el pe. Amar lefanav shemei omru hadorot b'katnuti asiti ritzoncha. Abal b'zuknuti lo asiti ritzoncha. He told him, maybe they're going to say, when I was young, Kibyachol, I was listening to you, but when I got older, the end of my life, maybe I wasn't following your orders. That's why Hashem, he killed him just like anyone else. Same way, old Dor HaMidbar, Rechisu Ta Kadosh Baruch Hu, same thing, Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar lefanav, Kvar katabti b'torati al asher me'altim bi. Hashem told him, don't worry, Moshe Rabbeinu, I wrote in the Torah, the reason why you're dying, I wrote that you were a righteous man, and I wrote the reason why he died, because he hit the rock instead of talking to the rock. אמר לפניו, אם רצונך, כנס לארץ ויהיה שם 2-3 שנים ואחר כך אמות. אוקיי, no problem. You're saying, I have to die, no problem, we'll die. But let me enter Israel and I'll live a few years over there, do a few mitzvot over there that I cannot do the mitzvot. That was the desire of Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to enter Israel to do mitzvot that he cannot do outside Israel. Let me live over there a few years, then he can take me. אמר לו, ושמה לא תבוא. You're not gonna go. You're not gonna enter there. אמר לפניו, אם לא כנס בחיי, at least let them bring his coffin to Earth Israel. Let them be buried in Earth Israel. אמר לו, לא בחייך ולא לאחר מותיך. None of them. אמר לפניו, כל הכעס הזה עליי, למה? Why are you so much angry at me? What happened? אמר לו, על אשר לא קדשתם אותי. You didn't listen to me. I told you to speak to the rock. You hit the rock. So I have to punish you. אמר לפניו, עם כל הבריות אתה מתנהג במדת הרחמים 2-3 פעמים. שנאמר, הן כל אלה יפעל אל פעמיים 3 עם גבר. ואני עוון אחד, אין אתה מוחל לי. You forgive everyone for many עבירות that you did. Me, only one עבירה I did. You don't want to forgive me? אמר לו, קדוש ברוך הוא משה, you're saying that you did only one עוון? I'm going to list the עוונות that you did. אמר לו, הרי אתה עשית 6 עוונות. You did 6 עוונות. בתחילה אמרת שלחנה ביד תשלח. I was begging you in the beginning, go take my nation out of Mitzrayim. The Midrash brings down that he was talking to him for 7 days, continuously. Hashem was trying to convince Moshe Rabbeinu to go, to take Ben Israel out of Mitzrayim. He didn't want to go until at the end he told him שלחנה ביד תשלח. Go send Aharon a Kohen. You made me waste my time 7 days for nothing? That's the first avon. How could he say such a statement? Second one, והצל לא הוצלת את עמך. After at the end, you went to Parao Melech Mitzrayim. He came back to me. Lama hara'ot ala am hazeh? Lama zeh shelachtani? He started to complain. He said, me'az, from the minute I came to Parao, now am Israel, they're working even harder. It's all your fault, kibbe'chol, Rabbanu shal olam. Is that a proper way to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's the second avon. Shelishit, you said, hasonu bakar ishrahit lahem umatza lahem. Im et kol digeh yam yasif lahem umatza lahem. So why, you have sfikot in Kadosh Baruch Hu? Read the fourth avon, lo hashem shelachani. When he told Korach, if the ground's going to open up and swallow Korach, then you're going to know that Hashem sent me. And if not, you're going to know that Hashem did not send me. That's the fourth avon. The fifth avon, said shim'una ha-morim. You called my people morim. Morim, they are shotim. Belashon yivani, Rashi says on the spot, they are shotim. The sixth avon, v'hene kamtem tachat avotichem tarbut anashim hatayim. You called benegad bnei Reuben tarbut anashim hatayim. So he told him, v'chi Abraham, Ishaq v'Yaakov hatayim hayu? She amarta lebnehim kach. He told him, you came from your fathers, they were hatayim. Who were the fathers? Abraham, Ishaq and Yaakov, they're hatayim. You calling the fathers hatayim? Amar lefanev, rabbon ha'olamim, mechalamati. I learned from you. You told me by mahloket korach, et mahtot ha'hatayim ha'ele. You called them Hatayim, also called them Hatayim. Amar lo, Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani amarti et nefshot Hatayim ele benefshotam. He didn't say benefshotam. Velo ba'abotam, but you said, kamtem tachat abotechem tarbut anashim Hatayim. Until long midrash here, it continues back and forth, with the Moshe Rabbeinu and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, very long here. Obviously, we're not going to read the whole midrash, but you could look at it. But that's the whole conversation. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Eretz Israel. Hashem told him, no, you're not going to enter. Va'etchanan el Hashem. The Midrash says also, the Parashat Vezot Bracha, Parashat Yud Alef, Siman Yud, also same thing. The Midrash says here, Amar lo gezirahim lefanai shelo ta'abor, shenei amar ki lo ta'abor te yarden hazeh. Hashem told him, you're not going to enter. Vedabar zeh, the Midrash is telling us here, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu really did not forgive Moshe Rabbeinu for this avon? Moshe Rabbeinu kibyechol, he was begging to enter Eretz Israel. The Midrash says here, the same Siman, said 515 tefillot he prayed, Moshe Rabbeinu. Kimnyan Bait Hanan. Bait Hanan is Gematria 515. And he prayed 515 tefillot he was praying. Please let me enter Israel. Please let me enter Israel. No, you're not going to enter. Why not? How come Kibyachor HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to forgive Moshe Rabbeinu? Even though the Midrash says he did 6 avonot. Okay, he did 6 avonot. He was begging so much, obviously. All avonot, obviously he did teshuvah on them, whatever, if you want to call them avonot, obviously he did teshuvah on them. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't want them to enter. Why not? The Midrash says here, you know why? Beglal, dabar zeh haya kal be'enav shel Moshe. Because in the eyes of Moshe Rabbeinu, this gezira, it was easy. Hashem told him, you're not going to enter Eretz Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu took it lightly. So then, it's okay. You know how many Avonot Am Israel did? And I prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They did much worse Avonot. Avon Aigel, Korach, Meraglim, a lot of Avonot. Benesot is 10 times. Every time I prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem forgave them. So me, for such a small Avon, what's the difference to talk to the rock or hit the rock? It was easy in the eyes of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'dabar zeh haya kal b'einav shel Moshe she'amar, Yisrael hatu hatta'ot gedolot. כמה פעמים, וכיוון שבקשתי עליהם רחמים, מיד קבל ממני, שנאמר, הרף ממני ויש מידם. מה כתיב תמן? וינחם אדוני על הרעה שדבר לעשות לעמו. השם אומר, to wipe them out, I pray to him, כביכול, השם, he calm down, כביכול. And a different time, הרף ממני ויש מידם. עקנו בדבר ואורישנו, מה כתיב תמן? ויום השם סלחתי כדבריך. And so on and so forth. A lot of our note, I prayed, השם forgive them. אני שלא חטאתי מנעוריי, only this one. Look what you can, כשהתפלל על עצמי שיקבל ממני. Of course, Hashem is going to answer me. וכיוון שראה הקדוש ברוך הוא שקל הדבר בעיניו של משה ואינו עומד בתפילה, he saw, הקדוש ברוך הוא את משה, he took this avon, this גזירה, he took it lightly, so מיד קפץ עליו ונשבע בשמו הגדול שלא ייכנס לארץ ישראל. שנאמר, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he swore, that he is not going to enter Israel. שנאמר, לכן לא תביאו את הקהל הזה, אין לכן אלא לשון שבועה. שנאמר, לכן נשבעתי לבית עלי, אם יכופר עוון בית עלי להם, עד ימותו. לכן לא תביאו, לכן זה לשון שבועה. כי בכל הקדוש ברוך הוא, he swore in his name, that Moshe is not going to enter Israel. Why? Because that גזרה was light in the eyes of Moshe. כיוון שראה משה שנחתם עליו גזר דין, אז עשה תענית ועג עוגה קטנה ועמד בתוכה ואמר איני זז מכאן עד שתבטל אותה גזירה. משה רבנו, when he heard that there is גזירה, הקדוש ברוך הוא swore, he made a circle and he stood in the middle of the circle just like what חוני מעגל did. That's why they call him חוני מעגל. Why מעגל? Because he made a circle עיגול and he sat in the middle. I'm not moving from here until you answer me, until you answer my request. If it was someone else who said, oh, wait here, don't move from that circle, who cares? But Hanim Ma'agel, it wasn't like this. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he answered them like this. Gemara is a famous story in Masechet Ta'anit. So here also similarly, the Midrash says here, same thing Asa Moshe Rabbeinu, he did the same thing. He made a circle, he stood in the middle, he said, I'm not moving from this spot until you're going to break up that Gezerah, you're going to battle that Gezerah. עד שנזדעזעו שמיים וארץ בסדרי בראשית, ואמרו שמי יגיע עשו ביום שלו קדוש ברוך הוא לחדש את עולמו, עשה בת קול ואמרה, no, it wasn't like this, וכולי, the Midrash continues over here, and הקדוש ברוך הוא, מה עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא, what Hashem did, הכריז בכל שער ושער של כל רקיע ורקיע, בכל בית דין ובית דין, שלא יקבלו תפילתו של משה, ולא יעלו אותה לפניו, פני שנחתם עליו גזר דין. השם כביכול, he blocked all the gates of prayers, I don't want to hear anymore from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's it. Why all of this? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he took that Gezerah lightly. That's what it says in the Midrash, until so how many times Moshe Rabbeinu was praying, and all the Midrashim here, they have long Midrashim, big argument, that he was fighting with the Malachim, until he sent him Malach HaMavet, the Midrash Vizot HaBaracha, Midrash Rabbah. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent him Malach HaMavet. Moshe Rabbeinu ran after Malach HaMavet to hit him. Malach HaMavet was scared from Moshe Rabbeinu. But nothing happened until the minute came that Moshe has to die. Hashem told him, that's it, I'm coming now. He told him, Malach HaMavet is not going to touch you. I'm going to take you, I'm going to deal with your kibura. I'm going to take your neshama. That's like he told him, that he's going to die over there. Just like Aaron HaKohen died. Bemitat Neshika. That was Aaron. Veyamotcha Moshe al pi Hashem. What's al pi Hashem? Bemitat Neshika he died. Just like Aaron HaKohen. And that's what happened. All the Midrashim, they speak about it a lot. With this, I thought maybe we could answer Chavra. We have a strange Midrash. It says in Yilkut Shem'oni, Remez Taf Taf Yud Gimal, said, Ba'et Hanan El Adonai Ba'et Ahi Lemur. What's Lemur over here? I prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lemur. What is this Lemur? So Rashi on the spot, he said, here Moshe Rabbeinu, he was waiting for an answer. I'm praying to you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I want an answer. Lemur, answer me back. Rashi said, that's one of the few places. זה אחד בשלושה מקומות שאמר משה לפני המקום, איני מניחך עד שתודיעני אם תעשה שאלתי עם לב. I'm waiting for an answer. That's what's Lemur. That's what Rashi says over here. But Yilkut Shimoni, he has a little bit different pirush. It says, Mahu lemor, lemor, lemor ledorot shi'iyu mitpallelim b'sha'at sara. Lemor, what's coming lemor? You have to teach the generations to come that if there is a person going through tzara, he has to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what lemor here. Same when Moshe Rabbeinu was going through tzara. He wanted to enter Israel. Hashem told him, you're not going to enter. Moshe was praying. That's how you have to tell every person throughout the whole generations, if you have a problem, you know the address. You pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one. He's the only one who could help you. So you have to pray to him. That's what lemor means. Lemor ledorot sheyu mitpallelim b'sha'at tzara. שהרי משה אף על פי שנאמר לו לכן לא תביאו את הקהל הזה התחיל מתחנן ואמר והתחנן אל השם. That's what here says in the midrash in ילקוט שמונים. When I read this midrash, לכאורה, I don't understand the midrash. The midrash didn't find different place how to teach us that we have to pray when the person is going through צרה. זה פסוק מפורש, הוא said, בצר לך ומצאוך כל דבר הנה באחרית הימים ושבת עד השם אלוקיך ושמעת בקולו. You go back to הקדוש ברוך הוא. Why you bring the ayah from here, from Moshe Rabbeinu? And Moshe Rabbeinu here, he was not answered. He wasn't answered here. Here Hashem told him, I want to enter Israel. Hashem told him, Rablach, I don't want to hear you anymore. Is that the lesson you're teaching Ladorot, that you have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where are you bringing example from? You're bringing example from a place that Hashem did not listen to Moshe. Is that there's no other places to learn from? L'dorot, Chaurah, it's a very hard midrash to understand. I thought, I don't know, it's my pirush, but probably I think it's true, that here what the midrash comes to teach us, that whatever the person is going through, don't take anything lightly. Why the reason Moshe Rabbeinu, how come Moshe Rabbeinu, for this small abira, he did not enter to Earth Israel. Hashem, he made Shibu'ah. He's not going to enter. Why? We just read from the Midrash. Because he took it lightly. He said, yeah, there's something small. It's okay, let it go. So he said, no. Don't you ever think something like this. So the even simplest thing that a person is getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's living, he's breathing. That's normal. Of course, everyone has to breathe. No. Unfortunately, there are many people, they have a problem breathing. Many people, they're breathing. The person should just walk into the hospital. And he says that the biggest musar, walk into the hospital, comes out. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for that I could see, I could smell, I could eat, I could breathe, I could do everything. So for the smallest thing, don't take it for granted. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he took that gezira, he took it lightly, that's why Hashem, he made Shibu'ah, you're not going to enter Israel. Here, but Hashem ba'ayt ha'il emor, you have to learn from me. Don't take anything lightly. Any small gezera, because you don't know what's a small gezera. I said, it's okay. It's only Hamurabi Alma. You don't need to be Mahmir over here. Here, you take them as vote lightly. He said, no, you're not supposed to take anything lightly. Everything, the Torah. Everything is coming from the Torah. If there's anything, the smallest thing, you have to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even for breathing. Kol neshama te'eliliya, the Gemara said, kol neshama, al kol neshima unshima, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every breath that a person breathes, has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People take it for granted. They say, oh, we see. Who said we have to see? But Baruch Hashem, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are able to see. We are able to talk. We are able. Many people, they can't do these things. That's what he said. Here, that's what the lesson here. Ba'ayt ha'i lemor, to teach generations to come, you have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only for Eid Sara, also for the things that you already have, you have to pray, continue to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to continue His Berachot to us, that you should always be healthy, we shouldn't be sick, Hasb Shalom. Like the Gemara says clearly in Masechet Shabbat, over there, the Gemara, the Flemet Ben, the Gemara says over there, Le'olam yibakesh Adam Rahim al Asmo, shelo yehile. Person, he should pray on himself not to get healed before he got sick. He has to, when the person is healthy, he has to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should keep him healthy. Don't wait until the problem has to come, then to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before the problem comes, he should not become sick. He should not be in trouble. That's why Baruch Hashem, everything's fine. You have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should continue everything to be fine. That's here what the lesson behind here. That's what the Midrash is teaching us, I think. That's why it has to be lemor. Lemor, just to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, don't take anything lightly. Because Moshe Rabbeinu took that gezera lightly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he swore, you are not going to enter Israel. Even though as much as Moshe Rabbeinu was begging to enter Israel, Hashem told him, no. Why? Because he took it lightly. And now that we saw how much Moshe Rabbeinu, he was begging, he was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to enter to Eretz Israel to do more mitzvot, until Hashem told him, Rab Lach, it's enough, I don't want to hear any more from you, you're not going to enter. Chaorat, something very strange, you see here that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was begging so much to enter Eretz Israel. But on the other hand, you see Aharon HaKohen, he didn't even pray for it. והשם ימד דגזירה, יען לא האמנתם בי להקדישני לעליהם בישראל, לכן לא תביאו את הקהל הזה אל הארץ אשר נתתי להם. Who was Hashem talking to? He was talking to Moshe and Aharon. Moshe was praying so much, he wanted to enter Eretz Israel. Aharon הכהן, not even one prayer, we didn't say anything that he prayed. What happened? וכי Aharon הכהן, he doesn't care about going to Eretz Israel, חס ושלום. Of course he cared. He wanted to enter Eretz Israel. He wanted to do mitzvot just like Moshe Rabbeinu. חכם לב יקח מצוות. He wanted also to do the same thing. וכי Moshe Rabbeinu לאכול פריה הוא צריך, או לצבוע מטבע הוא צריך. Same thing you could say about Aharon הכהן. Exactly. There's no difference. So how come Moshe was praying so much, and Aharon הכהן, not even one prayer? Hashem made gezerah on both of them. Aharon, we didn't see that he opened up his mouth at all. Chaorat is also mind-boggling. We have to understand what's going on over here. And also, the Mefarshim, they point out here, so what does mean ba'it ha'hi lemur? Ba'it hanan el Hashem ba'it ha'hi. That time of what? That time, what does mean ba'it ha'hi? So, you have here the Rashi on the spot, he tells us here, ba'it ha'hi, le'ahar shekabashti eretz sihon ve'og, d'miti shemehutar ha'neder. What does it mean by Ta'i? After they captured, they conquered the land of Sihon and Og. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu, he was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Chaura, that was a long time ago. How come the Torah waited until here? So here also the, I saw the, actually the Ramban over here, he said, ונכון, כי בעת ההיא, בעת הנזכרת שכבשתי סיחון ועוג, והתחלתי ללחם בעממין שנתנו לו לישראל, וחלקתי הארץ לשני שבטים, והיה זה כאשר נאמר לו עלי להר העברים הזה. כי אז בקש רחמים על הדבר, והתחנן את התחנה הזאת. לרמב"ן אקספלנס, וכאשר לא שמע השם בקולו, חזר והתפלל לפקוד השם אלוהי הרוחות לכל בשר איש על העדה וכו', וזהו בצוות יהושע. So לרמב"ן אקספלנס, that at the time that they conquered the land of Sihon and Og, back then, Moshe Rabbeinu, he prayed to הקדוש ברוך הוא, this prayer of ויתחנן אל השם בעת ההיא לאמור, and השם told him, you're not going to enter Israel, that's why he put יהושע בן נון, משה פרד תו קדוש ברוך הוא יפקוד השם אלוהי הרחות הכל בשר אמנה גנה אנטר ארץ ישראל who's gonna enter ארץ ישראל that's why he was praying for it and until Hashem answered him he told him that יהושע בן נון he's the one who's gonna be leading עם ישראל after you that's what it says that's how the Ramban explains it but still it's a little bit hard to understand if that prayer the Ramban says back then he prayed this prayer of ויתחנן אל השם So why the Torah wrote Moshe's prayer over here, not over there? If you again, what is he saying? Ki az b'kesh rachamim al adabar v'etchanen etchana hazot. When as? Back then, when they conquered Sihon and Og. So how come the Torah did not write this parasha over there to wait until here? Also, l'chavrat, it's not out of place. I saw here something interesting. The Rashbam, he brings down over here, he says, v'etchanen, אל השם, בעת ההיא לאמור, this time, what time? He says, בלמדנו, there's מדרש called ילמדנו, we have it here, יש מדרש called ילמדנו, it says, פרשת שלח לך, ואל תשאל לו בשעת נדרו. What does mean? Said, if the person is angry, if the person, he made a neder, don't do התרת נדרים for him right away. You have to wait until they calm down. Normally when the people, they make neder, you get angry at something. Oh, you did this? Neder, I'm not going to do this. The people, they usually, most of the nederim, so they come, he sees something, he gets angry, whatever, he made neder. So he said, you cannot do hatarat nederim right away. Wait until he calms down. You have to find petah shel harata, then you can do hatarat. Well, similarly, in meratzin lo la'adam sh'at ka'aso, that's what the Gemara said. When the person is angry, don't try to calm him down on the spot. Why? Because now he's angry. You have to wait until he calms down. Then you could try to talk to him. Said, why you got angry an hour ago? What did they do to you? I didn't do nothing major. Then you could talk to him. But if you want to try to talk to him while he's angry, nothing's going to help. אין מרצין לו לאדם שעת כעסו. He's angry, it's not the time to talk to him now. Now leave him alone. Let him calm down, then you could talk to him. So here, what the Midrash says here, the Rashbam, Kishya'amar, Minayin ata lomed min Moshe. Where do you learn this concept? From Moshe Rabbeinu. Kishya'amar liYisrael Shim'una Hamorim, when Moshe Rabbeinu told Israel Shim'una Hamorim by Meme Riba. And because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nishba' HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Yikanis La'aretz Shneimar Lachin Lo Tabi'u, Amar Moshe, Sha'at Ka'as U'Sha'at Shebu'a Hizo. Any medaber akshav. Moshe Rabbeinu said, back then, when Hashem made this Shebu'a, I'm not going to open up my mouth. Why? Because now Hashem is angry at us. It's not the time to talk to Him. Wait Kibichol until everything calms down, then you can talk. Hemtin Shana, almost was a year, when was the Vatamu Shem Riyam Vatakabir Shem, Velo Hayamayim La'ada. That was after Maria Nabiya passed away. Maria Nabiya passed away in Chodesh Nisan. That's the Yom Tamuziel, Yud Nisan, he says. That's when Maria Nabiya passed away. So from Yud Nisan until Zayin Be'adar, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, almost a year. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Hemtin Shana, ואחר כך התחיל להתחנן לפניו, שנאמר והתחנן אל השם. That's what it says over here. So that's here, what's בעיתה היא? משה רבנו, he was waiting for the right moment to pray to הקדוש ברוך הוא. He said, back then I couldn't pray. Why? Because Hashem was angry. Now after he waited a year, now Hashem כביכול came down, calmed down כביכול, that's why it's time to talk to him now. That's why he said, בעיתה היא למול. But I saw here in ילקוט שמעוני, also on Remes Taftaf Yud Gimal, he says, "Ba'itahi beze'et, what time? Be'et, be'oto'et shentmanna Yehoshua." After Yehoshua, he became the next leader for Am Israel. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashal lema hadabar dome, le'aparkos shehaya be'arki shelo. What is this? He said, a guy is governor, mayor, whatever you want to call him, that he was Be'arki Shelo. What's Be'arki Shelo? He was in his job. He was in his position. He was mayor. He was in his position. He was the mayor of the town. והיה גוזר על המלך והוא עושה. היה פודה למי שירצה וחובש למי שירצה. During the time that he was in office, he could do whatever he wanted. He could put people in jail, take people out of jail. This guy, you could give him a hanina, you could let him out. This guy, he could do a lot of things. He's in charge, he's in control. כיוון שנתחלף ונתמנה אחר תחתיו, but once the mayor was changed, they picked a different governor, they picked a different president, whoever it is, they picked someone else. So he said, נתמנה אחר תחתיו, אז התחיל לבקש להיכנס לפלטין של המלך, ולא היה מניח לו. As long as he was in charge, he was in office, he could walk like a ben bayit, he walk in and out, and that's his office. He could go, he could do whatever he wants. But now that he was switched, now he became former president, now he can't do whatever he wants. Now he needs to ask for mercy. כך משה, כל ימים שהיה בערכי שלו, as long as משה רבנו was in charge, he was the leader of עם ישראל, אמר יחי ראובן ואל ימות. He was praying to הקדוש ברוך הוא, עמתני ראובן, he should live. Whatever the pasuk means, the Gemara, מסכת סוטה, whatever the pasuk means, that יחי ראובן, he was trying, this guy should live. וחובש למי שירצה. And משה used to decide who's supposed to live, who's supposed to die. Said, ראובן said, יחי ראובן ואל ימות. But when he came to Korah, he said, וירדו הם וכל אשר להם חיים שאולה. And Hashem listened to him. He was in charge. He could do whatever he want. And צדיק גוזר, קדוש ברוך הוא מקיים. אבל כיוון שנתחלף מנתמנה יהושע, התחיל להתחנן להיכנס לארץ ישראל. But once יהושע took over, now he had כביכול to pray, to beg הקדוש ברוך הוא, please let me enter ארץ ישראל. When's בעת ההיא? בעתה, when Yehoshua took he was in charge, then Moshe Rabbeinu כביכול was begging. But until then, he didn't need to beg כביכול. He was in charge. I want this, I want that. Hashem listens to him. But now that Yehoshua took over, now Moshe Rabbeinu, בעתה, he has to beg כביכול הקדוש ברוך הוא, בעתה, ויתחנן. ויתחנן אל השם, בעתה לאמור. But we could explain also a little bit different. As we started in the beginning, that today is Tu B'Av. And the Gemara tells us that it was a happy day for Am Israel to be Am. The Mishnah said, "Lo hayu yamim tobim leYisrael," just like Yom Kippurim and to be Am. The Gemara says, "I understand Yom Kippurim; it's Yom Tov. Why? Because there's no more Avonot. Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives Am Yisrael and all their avonot. I understand. But what's special about Tu B'Av? The Gemara brings a lot of reasons over here. The Gemara here, Masechet Ta'anit, Daf Lamed Amud Bet. Bishlama Yom Kippurim, Mishum Deit Be'Mechila Uslecha V'Chapara. Yom Shentenu Bo Lechot Ha'Acharonot. I understand. We got the Torah, the second Lechot, we got them on Yom Kippurim. And Hashem forgive us, Salah Likid Barecha, forgive us on our sins. That's why it's Yom Tov. I understand. Ela Tu B'Av, Mayhi. What's special about Tu B'Av? Amar Bihuda Amar Shimuel, Yom Shehutaru Shebatim Labo Zebaze. That's the day on Tu B'Av, the Shebatim, they were allowed to marry from each other. Because until then, each Shebet used to marry only within his own Shebet. No, a girl from Shebet Reuben cannot marry a boy from Shebet Gad. There were no intermarriages, Kibyachol. It was each Shebet used to marry within the same Shebet. And the Gemara brings the Ra'ayot here, what they thought in the beginning, why they changed their mind. And the few things here the Gemara brings down. That's one of them. And that's why it was a happy day for Am Yisrael. Now each one, Am Yisrael, we became all one. Until now, until Tu B'Av, where it could be called 12 different nations. Each Shebet do not marry from different Shebet. Each Shebet has to be stick within his own Shebet. So there was no Ahdut Kibyakol in Am Israel. That's why by Tu B'Av they were allowed to marry from each other. It was a happy day for Am Israel. All Am Israel, 12 Shebatim, we became one. All of us, we became one. That's a happy day for Am Israel. That's what we need. So in Bnei Sakhar, he brings something interesting. He said, why they call it Tu B'Av? He brings the Rechremes. He said, Tu B'Av. What's Tu B'Av? Tu, it's 15. What's the 15th? Letter of the Aleph Bet in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, Aleph Bet Yavyud, Chaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samech. The 15th letter of the alphabet is the letter Samech. That's what Tu, Be'ab. Tu is 15, Be'ab, what's Be'ab? Be'Aleph Bet. What's the number 15 in the Aleph Bet? That's the letter Samech. What's so special about the letter Samech? He said, La'atid labo, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a circle for the tzaddikim, and all the tzaddikim, they're going to dance in a circle, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in the middle, and all the tzaddikim, they're going to, Zeh Hashem kuvinu lo, Nagila mesmecha bo. But why Dafka, they have to be, interesting, all dancing people, when they dance, they do a circle. What's special about circle? It's a circle, there's no one sitting in the front, no one sitting in the back. They're all of them are equal. They're all circle. If you're gonna make them lines, or who's standing at the Mibarosh, who's gonna be in the first line, who's gonna be in the front, who's gonna be in the back? Well, it's not fair. You're putting me in the back. You will go in the front. Who are you? You put me in the back. You're embarrassing me. But circle, all of them are equal. That's he said. That's a lesson behind Tu B'Av, the letter 15th of the Aleph Bet, which is Samech. Samech representing the all of us were equal. No one's better than the other guy. We're all equal. That's a happy day for Am Israel. Yom Tu B'Av, the first thing will happen. Hutaru Shevatin Labo Zebaze. That's how the nice idea that Bnei Sakhar brings down. So that's here one reason. And the Gemara continues here. So the second reason the Gemara says that Yom Shekalubo Metei Midbar. Amar B'Yohanan, Yom Shekalubo Metei Midbar. And the famous story everyone knows, Rashi tells us here, that since that Am Israel, every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, since the Meraglim, they came back and they gave bad report about Israel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at them. And Hashem told them, now you cried for no reason. B'chiyal Hanam, Hayechem, that night of Tisha B'Av is going to be B'chiyal Dorot. Throughout the whole generation, until Mashiach is going to come, Tisha B'Av is a night of crying, day of crying. That's Tisha B'Av. Why? Because Am Israel, when the Meraglim came back, Veibku Ha'am B'Laylahu, everyone was crying in the night of Tisha B'Av. Hashem made it. Every Tisha B'Av you have to cry. That's what it says over here. So what happened now? The Tu B'Av. What happened to B'Av? Rashi tells us a famous story. We told it to you a few times. That everyone there was gezerah on them. They were supposed to die on Tisha B'Av. But the last year, those who were supposed to die on Tisha B'Av, they did not die on Tisha B'Av. Everyone used to dig his own grave, we told you so many times. Then on the Tisha B'Av, next day, Badilu Hayim Nemetim, and everyone got up. I said, what happened? I said, most probably we got mixed up with the calculations. So they sat 10th of Av. 10th of Ab, same thing. 11th of Ab, same thing. 12th of Ab, 13th, 14th, until 15th of Ab, until they saw the full moon, they have full moon, 15th of Ab, the middle of the month. Now they know for sure that they did not get mixed up with their calculation. Cannot be Tisha B'Av if you see full moon. Now they know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them their sin. That's why they made it Yom Tov. Yom Shekalu Bo Metei Midbar. That's what brings down here in the Gemara. I saw something interesting the Ben Ishchai brings down. He says, L'chaora, how could that be that Am Israel, they got mixed up in the calculation 6 days? It's a big thing. If you're going to tell me they got mixed up, person could get mixed up, you know, to 1 hour, 2 hours, one day. But 6 days, no one realized Moshe Rabbeinu was there. All the Hakim are there. They didn't realize Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't ask Kadosh Baruch Hu what's going on. The all the Hakim, what happened? 6 days? They thought, no. They saw that on the 10th of Ab, everyone got up. We're going to sleep again the 11th of Ab. Probably we got mixed up. 11th of Ab, they got up. Probably we got mixed up. So how many times there already? How could that be? So it says here the Ben Yehoyada, והקשה הרב גיבורות אריה, איך ייתכן דמשה רבנו וכל ישראל הסתפקו בטעות גדול כזה, שהוא משך 6 ימים, עין שם. So they asked this question, ונראה לי בסעתת שמיה, ודאי דמשה רבנו עליו שלום וכל גדולי ישראל לא טעו ולא הסתפקו בשום ספק, והיו יודעים את האמת. משה רבנו, he said for sure, משה רבנו, he knew that עם ישראל did not get mixed up. They knew exactly, משה רבנו knew that tonight is Tisha B'Av, and everyone got up. Cannot be tomorrow Tisha B'Av. Moshe Rabbeinu knows 100%. If he has safek, he could ask, pick up the phone, ask Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, for sure, Moshe Rabbeinu for sure he knew. Ach Hashem Itbarach Ratzal Lebelbel Da'at Ha'am Shistapeku B'Ta'ot Gadol Kaze. That's what he's saying over here. He said, for sure, Moshe Rabbeinu he knew. 10th of Ab, there is no reason for Am Israel to sleep again in the grave. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw that Am Israel, they got mixed up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted that happiness of Am Israel that they had back then. It should be only on Tu B'Av, 15th of Ab. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has reason. Tu B'Av, it was called Yom Zakai. That's why no wonder the Gemara lists here 6 or 7 things that happened on Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av was Yom Zakai. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted this also to add it on the top of the Simcha that we have in Tu B'Av. It's going to be an extra reason to celebrate on Tu B'Av. Why? Because Yom Shekalu Bo Metei Midbar. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai said, Moshe Rabbeinu and Chachmei Israel, they taught Ben Israel, he did not get mixed up. Ella, for sure, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he spared you. You didn't die. But Am Israel, they did not convinced from Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said they wanted to stay another night until Tu B'Av, until they saw that Kadosh Baruch Hu really now it for sure cannot be Tisha B'Av anymore because we have a full moon. Now they understood that Kadosh Baruch Hu forgave them, but Moshe Rabbeinu for sure he knew from the first day that Hashem forgave them. Now based on this, now Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, take a look here. If all Am Israel in Tu B'Av, all Am Israel, Hashem forgave them and all what they did. They were supposed to die. All those that they were supposed to die, it was thousands of people that were supposed to die on Tisha B'Av. Hashem saved them. After Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw that this is the time Hashem saving Am Israel, even though they were supposed, they had Gezira on them. Nevertheless, Hashem, he forgave them. All those who were supposed to die in the 40th year, they didn't die. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he took the advantage of that moment. He said, if Am Israel, they also had Gezira, but Hashem forgave them. For him, Moshe Rabbeinu also had Gezira, same thing. So he said, this is the time to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, Ba'atchanan el Hashem, Ba'ayta hi lemor. What does Ba'ayta hi lemor? After he saw what happened in Tu B'Av, he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tu B'Av forgave Am Israel. This is the time to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu ba'ayta hi, which ta'ayt? This is the ayt. This is the time that when Moshe Rabbeinu he prayed, he saw that Hashem forgave them on their sins. That's why he said this is the time to pray. That's one answer we could give. But we could say also, we have Gemara, Masechet Mo'ed Katan. The Gemara tells us here in Mo'ed Katan, Daf Kaf Chet Amud Alef, Amar bi ame, lama nismecha מיתת מרים לפרשת פרה אדומה, לומר לך, מה הפרה האדומה מחפרת? אף מיתתן של הצדיקים מחפרת. Why the Torah wrote the parasha of פרה אדומה right next to the parasha when מרים passed away? To teach us the same way פרה אדומה is מחפרת on עם ישראל, תבוא האם קונח צועת בינה, same thing. same thing, מתייתן של צדיקים מחפרת. When the צדיק passes away, מריה הנביאה passed away, שזה עושה מחפרת. אמר בלעזר, זה גמרא continues, אמר בלעזר, למה נסמכה מיטת אהרון לבגדי כהונה? Why the Torah wrote בגדים of כהונה right next when אהרון passed away? ואלבשתם את אלעזר בנו, while Torah wrote one next to the other, דגמרה said, מה בגדי כהונה מחפרים? אף מיטתן של צדיקים מחפרת. סמי בגדי כהונה מחפרים, like says דגמרה מסכת יומה, each בגד of the כהן גדול was מחפר on something else. בגדי כהונה מחפרים, also מיטת צדיקים מחפרת. Now the question is, why, what's so special about מיטת צדיקים? Why מיטת צדיקים is מחפרת? What happened when צדיק passes away? As we bring kapara for Am Israel, or what's so special about when Sadiq passes away? So I saw here in Torah Tmima, he brings down here by Parashat Hukat when Miriam passed away, Betamu Chavim Betakabir Sham, he quotes this Gemara, and he says here, Behne Bchlal, Lo Nitba'er Erech Ha'anyan Shemitat Sadiqim Mechaperet. What's the reason Mitat Sadiqim when Sadiq passes away is Mechaper? Why? ויש לומר כוונת העניין על פי מה שכתוב בפרקי דרבי לעזר פרק י' ז' בעניין מיטת שאול דכתיב בה ויקברו את עצמות שאול ויעתר אלוהים לארץ אחריכן וזה לשון המדרש כיוון שראה הקדוש ברוך הוא שגמלו לו חסד שצמו ובכו וספדו לו כמבואר שם מיד נתמלא רחמים עליהם שנאמר ויעתר אלוהים לארץ אחריכן עין שם. So he says here that the same way it says in Perkei Derbi Elazar, after Shaul HaMelech passed away, Am Yisrael, they cried for him, they did his paid for him, they eulogized him, and they were crying for Shaul HaMelech. Hashem, he saw them that they were crying for Shaul HaMelech, Hashem forgave them their sins. So he says, continues here the Torah Tmima, מבואר מזה שלא המיטה עצמה מחפרת. Not when the tzaddik passes away, he brings kapara. Not the tzaddik brings the kapara. אלא, האבל והכבוד שנוהגים במיטת הצדיקים, that's what brings the kapara. Not when the tzaddik passed away, brings kapara. I said, no. When people, they cry on that tzaddik when he passes away, when they do his pedim for his honor, when they do mitzvot for his honor, they do limud Torah for his honor, banu yeshiba al kubro, they do something, they do gmilut hasadim, do something for his honor, that's what brings the kapara. Ki kabod zeh hu kabod Hashem. That's what he says here in Torah Tmima. So he says that not when a Sadiq passes away, he brings the kapara, illa the hesped that they give, the tzar that Am Yisrael they go through, that's what brings the kapara. So based on this, he says, when Aharon HaKohen passed away, everyone was crying for him. You see, Rashi tells us here, when Rashi in the end of Parashat Vezot Lebracha, the pasuk over there is talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, ויפקו בני ישראל את משה בערבות מואב 30 יום, ויתמו ימי בכי אבל משה. Rashi says over there, ויפקו בני ישראל את משה. בני ישראל, the males, the men of Am Israel, they were crying for Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says, הזכרים, אבל באהרון, מתוך שהיה רודף שלום ונותן שלום בין איש לרעהו ובין אישה לבעלה, נאמר ויבקו אותו כל בית ישראל, זכרים ונקבות. That's also from פרקי דרבי אלעזר, פרק י"ז. Same thing. So he says here that by Aaron הכהן, everyone was crying for when Aaron הכהן passed away, even more than משה רבנו. So now that because that Aaron הכהן passed away, now that's what brought the kapara for Am Israel. And when did Aaron HaKohen pass away? Rosh Chodesh Ab. Rosh Chodesh Ab, that's when Aaron HaKohen passed away. And Am Israel, they were crying so much for Aaron HaKohen, even more than what they cried for Moshe Rabbeinu. And that the Torah Tehima, he just told us, that the tzar, the bechi, the crying, people, they cry for the tzaddik that he left them, that's what brings the kapara. That's basically what happened by Tu B'Av. It was the Rosh Chodesh Ab, Aaron HaKohen passed away, and they cried for him so much. That's exactly what brought the kapara for them. That's why Am Israel, by Tisha B'Av, they did not die that year. Why? Because they were crying so much for Aaron HaKohen that he passed away. That's why they were saved from that Gezira. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu and Tisha B'Av, they did not die. That's why the Am Israel in the 40th year did not die. What saved them? Because they were crying for Aaron HaKohen. We could explain a little bit further also, because we know the Gemara tells us Masechet Megillah, Daf Tzayin Amud Bet, We told you that the Pasuk said that when, what's his name? Binyamin, he came and he saw Yosef, the Pasuk said, ויפול על צווירי בנימין אחיו ויבק, ובנימין בכה על צוויריו. ויפול על צווירי בנימין אחיו, צווירי. כביכול יוסף הצדיק, he fell down on the shoulder, on the neck, in plural, צווירי בנימין אחיו ויבק, and he cried. ובנימין בכה על צוויריו. לכאורה, the one said, how many צווירות בנימין had? ויפול על צווירי, צווירי, in plural language. The pasuk was supposed to say, ויפול על צוויר בנימין אחיו ויבק. ויפול על צוואר, what צווירי, in plural. The Gemara says over there that Yosef הצדיק, he was crying for the two בתי מקדשות that they were supposed to be built in the territory of בנימין and they're going to be destroyed. That's why צווירי בנימין אחיו, why? Because the בית המקדש called צווירך כמגדל השן, עינייך בריחות בחשבון, that's referring to בית המקדש. So here, ויפול על צווירי, he saw Yosef, he saw the two batei mikdash, the two tzavarot that they are going to be built in Binyamin's share and they are going to be destroyed. That's why Yosef was crying. And Binyamin b'cha'a tzavarav, Binyamin, he saw that Mishkan Shiloh is going to be built in the Shebet Yosef and it's going to be destroyed. That's why Binyamin was crying. And Farshim, they explain, so take a look here, what happened here. When the two brothers, they saw each other and both of them, they were crying. And why they were crying, the Farshim, they asked, is this the time now to cry? Why they crying now for something that's going to happen a few hundred years later? What is this for? Now, after Binyamin saw Yosef, they were so much happy. They were hugging each other. Why they crying about Harban Beit HaMikdash now? And if they saw Beruach HaKodesh that Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, why Binyamin was crying on Yosef's Mishkan Shiloh, and Yosef was crying on Binyamin's two Beit HaMikdash? Each one should cry for his own tzara. Ela, when these two brothers, when they met each other, both of them, they saw what caused all this separation for 22 years. They did not see each other. So you see, they love each other so much. Mi tincha ki ahli, what brother? Mi tincha ki ahli, the Midrash says, are we talking to Yitzhak and Ishmael? Are we talking to Yaakov and Esav? Talking to Yosef and Ashbatim? Who are we talking to? The Midrash says, this is Yosef and Binyamin. That's one pirush in the Midrash. That's a different pirush. He said the Moshe and Aharon. But that's what you see from here, that they were so much connected. Binyamin and Yosef, they were so much connected to each other. But because of the sin'ah, that the source of the sin'ah, Sinat Hanam, where was the source of Sinat Hanam? It was by the Shbatim. So by them, the Pasuk said clearly, ויסנאו אותו. ולא יאכילו דברו לשלום. They hated Yosef, they couldn't talk to him. That what caused for 22 years of separation and tsar and pain for Yaakov and pain for everyone. That's what caused the Sinat Hanam. And when the brothers, they saw this, that because of Sinat Hanam, there was separation, they saw that also Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed because of Sinat Hanam. That's what they saw. And each one was crying for his friend. And we told you a few weeks ago, last week, we told you that Binyamin, he was crying on Yosef's Mishkan Shiloh. Each one was crying for someone else's tzara, not for his own tzara, for someone else's tzara. That's why he was crying for it. And even though Binyamin, he knew that Beit HaMikdash is not going to be built unless Mishkan Shiloh is going to be destroyed, nevertheless, said, I would rather that Yosef's Mishkan Shiloh stay still, not to be destroyed, even though if it's because of this, Beit HaMikdash is not going to be built in his share, it's fine. The main thing that my brother should not suffer. That's what he says. You see how the ahabad they used to have between each other. You saw that's why they were trying to be merbe be'ahabat hanam. That's why when they met each other, each one was crying for his friend, for the other side's tsar. That's what Hakim tells us. Let's hear what also the Gemara tells us, that the Gemara Masechet Baba Kama, the Tzaddik Met, said, "Kol bakesh rahamim al habiro, vehu tzarich leoto dabar, hu ne'ena tehillah." And there's a beautiful pirush from Rabbi Simcha Abunim, Peshisha. He said, what does mean, "Kol mitpallel al habiro, vehu tzarich leoto dabar"? Simple understanding that you need something, you need zivug, and your friend needs a zivug. You pray for your friend, they should have zivug, and Hashem is going to answer you first. Don't pray for yourself, pray for him. But Rabbi Simcha Abunim, he goes a step further, he said, no. who's that who in Hebrew, who sarach, and he needs that thing. What do you mean he needs? His friend. It's good for his friend. That means even though it's not good for you, if you know if it's good for your friend, you have to pray for your friend, and then you're going to be answered first. Why medak and medak? So he said, what does it mean? He said, just like the example you have from Abraham Avinu. Abraham Avinu, the Pasuk said, Beitpalel Abraham be'ad Abimelech, tov emhota ve'yeledu. He prayed for Abimelech that he should have kids. Abimelech, why? Because the Pasuk said, Ki'asor asar Hashem be'ad kol rechen lebeit Abimelech al debar Sarai, Yeshet Abraham. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he punished Abimelech. Abraham was praying for Abimelech. And the Gemara said, because Abraham, he prayed for Abimelech, that Abimelech should have kids, that's why Hashem pakadet Sarah, Sarah gave birth from Abraham. See, you see from here that Abraham was praying for Abimelech and he was answered first. As Rabbi Simcha Bonim said, take a look over here. If Abraham is going to pray that Abimelech should have kids, then it's not good for Abraham. Why it's not good for Abraham? Because now people are going to say, may Abimelech not abra Sarah. People are going to say, take a look, Sarah, she lived with Abraham for many years, she didn't have a son. All of a sudden, one night she went with Abimelech, and now all of a sudden, now she got pregnant. Of course, Abimelech to Abraham Sarah. So it was better for Abraham that Abimelech should not be cured. Why? Because if Abimelech is going to have kids, now people are going to say that Yitzhak came from Abimelech, Hasbi Shalom. It was better for him not to pray for Abimelech. But he put all his needs on the side, and he prayed for his friend. His friend needs it. For you, it's bad. But you put your needs on the side, you pray for him, you're going to be answered first. That's what Hakim tells us. That's also a similar idea we see by Esther Malka, by Purim. So what happened? She told Am Israel, Lech genos kol Yehudim nusayim b'Shushan. You have to gather everyone who's in Shushan. V'tzumu alay, ve'al tochilu, ve'al tshtu shloshet ayim lalala v'ayom. So tzumu alay, you have to fast for me. What mean for you? What was the problem over there? Am Israel, there was a decree from Haman. He wants to wipe, Hasv Shalom, all Am Israel. And Esther Malka, she was scared about herself also. Why? Because she's entering the palace of Ahasuerus without invitation. Ahasuerus might kill her on the spot. So she was in danger, and Am Israel was in danger. So she was teaching Am Israel, "Vitzumu alay. Don't pray for your tzara. You have to pray for my tzara. Then you're going to be saved." Because it makes sense that they should pray for their tzara. They're also in trouble. Why they're fasting? Because Haman made a gezera on them. Esther Makat told them, no, don't fast because of this. Don't cry because of this. You have to cry for my tzara. I'm also going to cry for your tzara. That's the only way we're going to be saved. That's why Hashem saved them back then. V'tzumu alay, don't fast because of your tzara. Tzumu alay, for my tzara. That what caused the Yeshua. That's what Rehiel Hakim will tell us. Now with this, we come back to the question that we asked in the beginning. How come Aharon HaKohen, we didn't see that he didn't pray not even once to enter Eretz Israel? So I saw beautiful Pirush to explain. Hakim, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made gezerah on Aharon and Moshe. Ya'an lohe emantem bi plural, both of you. Lachen, both of you're not going to enter Eretz Israel. So it sounds like both of them, they're not going to enter. But one of them, he could enter. Both of you're not going to enter. If one's going to die, the other one could pray. The other one could go. So now we said, Moshe Rabbeinu, as long as Aharon HaKohen was alive, he did not want to pray to enter to Eretz Israel. Why? Because if he's going to enter, Aharon HaKohen's going to die. Hashem said, both of you're not going to enter. But one of you could enter, one of you. Now, which one? So until now, Aharon HaKohen, he didn't open up his mouth. He didn't pray at all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he knew if he's going to pray to enter to Eretz Israel, in different words, as if he's saying, I don't want Moshe to enter Eretz Israel. I want to be the one to enter Eretz Israel. So if he's going to enter Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die. He's not going to enter Eretz Israel. So that's why Aharon HaKohen, he didn't open up his mouth. He didn't pray any prayer. Why? Because he knew that if he's going to pray, if he's going to enter, Moshe is going to die. And Aharon HaKohen, meet Nechaki Ahli, this is Moshe and Aharon. So he would rather he should die only let Moshe enter Eretz Israel. He would want only the best for his friend, not for himself. That's why Aaron Cohen, he didn't pray. And same thing, also Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't pray. Moshe Rabbeinu also, he did not pray. Why? Because if he's going to pray, Aaron's going to die. And Moshe said, I would rather that Moshe is going to die, let Aaron enter Eretz Israel. That's why, in the beginning, from the Gezerah was on both of them, Hashem said, both of you, you're not going to enter. But one of you could enter. Now, let me see, who's going to pray? Who's going to pray to enter Eretz Israel? None of them pray. Not Aaron and not Moshe. None of them pray. Why? Because, as I said, each one, if Aaron's going to pray, Moshe's going to die. He doesn't want this. And if Moshe's going to pray, Aaron's going to die. Moshe doesn't want this as well. That's why not Moshe, not Aaron, neither of them pray. But now, after Aaron HaKohen passed away, Ba'ayt Ha'il Emor, which ayat, after Aaron HaKohen passed away, now Moshe said, this is the time that I should pray. Now, with my prayer, I'm not going to hurt anyone. Until now, I did not pray. Why? Because my prayer is going to go on the account of Aaron and the Kohen. If I'm going to enter, Aaron's going to die. But now Aaron already is dead. He passed away already, Aaron and the Kohen. Now I could pray. That's why here, but Hanan al Hashem ba'ayta ilimor. Dafka, this time after Aaron and the Kohen passed away, this is the time that Moshe Rabbeinu, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem, until Hashem told him, no, Rab Lach, you have harbet safun lecha, marabtu b'cha, asher safanta liraycha, bring this in Baal Turim, few perushim, what is Rab Lach? Hashem told him, no, you're not going to enter Eretz Israel, also you, Moshe Rabbeinu. So that was the ahabat that was between Aaron and Moshe. None of them prayed to enter Eretz Israel. Why? Because he knew that it's going to be on the account of his brother. That's what we need now, especially this time now, Tu B'Av. That's the simcha that we have in Am Yisrael and Tu B'Av. Why? Because all of us, we love each other. All of us, we're one nation. We're not 12 Shebatim. We're one Am Yisrael. Kullanu Am Yahad. We're all the one nation. That's what the ahdut that we have in Am Yisrael. That's what we need now. Mi tincha ki ahli. What kind of ah? Aaron and Moshe, Benjamin and Yosef. These are the haba and ahba we're looking for. That's why Be'ez Hashem, we have to work on it. To strengthen our Ahabat Israel by the Hashem, and scared the Gulash and Imam, Bnei Bet HaMikdash, Mura B'Yamenu, Amen B'Amen. Rabbi Hananam Nakshi Omer, Rabbi Hananam Nakshi Omer, Rabbi Hananam Nakshi Omer, Rabbi Hananam Nakshi Omer, Rabbi Hananam Nakshi Omer,